Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The fact that the Palestinians believe that there is no Jewish connection to Jerusalem will hinder President Trump's efforts to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus will join me in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Jerusalem Day is the, of course, celebration of the reunification for the Jewish people of the city of Jerusalem after 2,000 years. The Palestinians, what do they think about Jerusalem Day? They want a part of Jerusalem for their capital city in Palestine. What are the Palestinians thinking about Jerusalem Day?
The Palestinian Authority tells their people that Jews never had a history in Jerusalem, that Jewish presence is what they call an occupation. They use the word Judification all the time in their media. Judification of Jerusalem as if there was no Jewish history. One of the most important religious figures in the PA, his name is Mahmoud al-Abbas. In fact, he's the most important religious figure. He's appointed by Abbas to be his personal advisor on religions. He said the Jews never had any history at the Western Wall or in Jerusalem. And then he said no one but Muslims ever prayed at the Western Wall until the Balfour Declaration. Palestinians hear this and say, wow, these people are usurpers. These people are foreigners. They're coming to steal our holy city. Creates hatred, and when the Palestinian Authority wants it, like last year, it created a lot of terror and a lot of deaths and a lot of injuries. There are libels about Jerusalem. They constantly bring them up. As far as they're concerned, it's a no-starter, and in fact, beyond that, because Mahmoud Abbas has told his people this lie so many times, that the Jews have no rights to Jerusalem, he would never be able to compromise right now and leave Jerusalem in the hands of the Jews where it belongs. So he sort of backed himself into a corner, and that's one of the reasons why I've said before, even if he agrees to come to talks, there is not going to be a peace agreement with the Netanyahu government.
Itamar Marcus of Palestinian Media Watch with details on this lead story. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Palestinian media, which is the Palestinian propaganda machine, reveals the major hindrance to resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Palestinians say that there is no Jewish connection to the city of Jerusalem. The ancient Jewish prophets foretold this type of scenario for the end times. Malachi chapter 1 says that the Edomites, the Palestinian people of today, would return to rebuild, and the Lord said he would call their borders the borders of wickedness. Ezekiel chapter 35 foretells how the Palestinian people will rise up and kill the Jewish people and then steal their land. The little prophecy written by Obadiah says that the resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict will only come about when Jesus Christ, the Messiah, returns to the earth. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...